Exclusive, Breitbart's Boil with Peter Navarro on War Room, Trump and Vance Should Blitz Working Class. By Hannah Knudsen on August 2, 2024. Former President Donald Trump and Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., should blitz the working class leading up to the election and make their case for rebuilding their communities. Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle said during an appearance on War Room, speaking to Peter Navarro, emphasizing that Vice President Kamala Harris is inauthentic on the issues. Both Boyle and Navarro, the latter of whom was a Trump advisor recently released from prison over a contempt of Congress charge, drove home the point that Harris, whom Democrats formally coronated as their nominee without a single voter casting a ballot, is not a candidate of the working class. Watch, former Trump advisor Peter Navarro speaks after being released from prison. The fact of the matter is that the conversation needs to shift now to Kamala is inauthentic on the issues, right? Boyle said, listing some examples. She's inauthentic on the border. She's inauthentic on crime. She's inauthentic on the economy. If we have that conversation, foreign policy, etc., and if we have that conversation, if the conversation is about the issues, we're gonna win. It really is that simple, he said, pressing that former President Donald Trump must speak to these regular, working-class people and go hard for it just like he did in 2016. For white working-class voters in the Upper Rust Belt. Right, like, those are the people, the union workers. They're the ones that are going to decide this election. Right? Like, and you see that debate playing out right now. The United Auto Workers just endorsed Kamala. They're going to do the partisan thing, but the working members of those groups are up for grabs. And that's what Trump should do, he explained, noting a scene at the beginning of the movie Hillbilly Elegy, based on Vance's life. You see the factory in Middletown, Ohio. That was the lifeblood of this community. Everybody's coming to work. Their wives are dropping their husbands off at work. It's literally the lifeblood, the vitality of Middletown, Ohio, and then you see it in the modern day. And it's a rundown place that's shut down. There are factories like that in towns all across America. Boyle explained, naming Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and more. Related video, Tudor Dixon, the Trump Vance bump and appeal to young voters in the Rust Belt. Trump and Vance, Boyle continued, should just go do tours of the empty factories around the country and speak to the people in those communities and explain how they are going to rebuild them. The elites are doing very well in the Kamala Harris and Joe Biden economy, right? The stock market booming, all that kind of stuff, he said, explaining that it is not the case with the working class. They're up for grabs. That's who the campaign needs to be about. And if they go get to those people, that I think that this thing turns right back around in no time, Boyle said. Navarro made similar points, speaking about how Vance needs to show the clear contrast between himself and Harris. I think what Matt Boyle said as we went into the break. I want to really re-emphasize now, before we get back to Matt. My dream campaign for J.D. Vance is for him to do a traveling road show where he's always hand-in-hand with his wife. They're campaigning in small, medium, and large venues. As if he were running for governor, and 95% of his time should be spent running for governor in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, leveraging the message of how globalization kills black, brown and blue-collar American workers' prospects, and turns the Rust Belt into the globalized dust bowl of the world, Navarro pressed. Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, particularly if they put Josh Shapiro in his VP. He needs to just go to those. Just spend your time there, plus drop into North Carolina, which Matt mentioned, which just saw its entire furniture industry and textile industry decimated by communist China, he continued. Navarro emphasized that Harris is in the wrong side of virtually every issue, and the American people can clearly see that when they hear her own words.